Yeah, I'm gonna take one. Good afternoon. This is German Viva's licensed agent with Providence in your care and a recorded line. Did you want to go over your 2026 Medicare benefits and what's new for the new year?
Yes.
Absolutely. Let's see what we can do to help you out here. And now, of course, in order to begin, can you please confirm your zip code?
19365.
65. All right. Perfect. So check that there for you. And perfect. All right. And now, of course, the next upright for you. Before we begin, Medicare requires I let you know, we do not offer every plan in your area. Currently, we represent two organizations which offer 26 products in your area. You can always contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your local state health insurance program for all of your options. And now, for Medicare compliance purposes, just in case we do get disconnected, do I have your permission to give you a call back at the number 610-990-94636?
Yes.
All right. Perfect. And now the next following question I have here for you. Do you make your own healthcare decisions or does a family member or maybe a social worker help?
No, I make no decisions.
All right. And are you currently in a nursing home, long-term care facility, or does anyone live with you?
No, I live in an apartment by myself.
All right. Not a problem. And now, of course, the next step right here for you is going to be your verification of your Part A and your Part B. Do you have your red, white, and blue Medicare card with you today?
Yes, I do.
Awesome. All right. And, of course, whenever you're ready, you can proceed with the numbers and letters right below your name, please.
Just a minute.
Not a problem.
Yeah.
Yep, all day.
What do you want, A and B?
So there should be a combination of numbers and letters right below your name.
I got 6-1-2012, then there's 3-VA, ID, H-A-O-O.
Got you, okay. And just to double check right there, that's your Medicare health insurance, correct?
Right.
All right, perfect. So right over there, right over for you, on the bottom part right there, there should be a combination of numbers and letters. Do you see that?
Well, only numbers on here is 6-24-2012.
6-24-2012. And it says Part A and B, correct?
Right.
Okay. And now on top of that, do you see a combination of numbers and letters? It looks like a random combination.
3-V-A-2-Y-U-D. H-A-O-O.
Oh, okay. And now right over there for the YU, we have Y as in yellow, U as in umbrella. And now for that one, what is the number?
There's no number on it.
No number. Okay. So we have 3, V as in Victor, A as in apple, the number 2, correct?
All right.
All right, then after that, we have Y as in yellow, U as an umbrella, and what is the last one?
It's a red, blue, white, blue card.
Got you, okay. And for the middle three numbers, the Y, U, what is the last one? So we have Y, U.
The U. It's V-Y-D.
Got you. VYD. V as in Victor, Y as in yellow, D as in dog?
Right.
Got you.
Got you.
Here. Okay. Not signing there. So let's do it by this way. So Becky, here's the picture, the last four digits of the Medicare card. We have it as a Kennedy, A as an apple, 00.
Right.
Okay. And now I'm going to start with your first name. And what is the spelling of your first name?
Samuel.
Samuel. Samuel. All right. And your last name, Mr. Samuel?
Garver.
Garver.
G-A-R-V-E-R.
Perfect. Mr. Garver, okay. And your date of birth, Mr. Garver?
6/23/47.
23/1947. All right. So not a problem. So allow me just one moment while that finds my system here. All right. Perfect. So let's see here. Okay. All right. And allow me just one moment while that loads up in my system. Okay, Mr. Garver?
Yeah.
All right. And there it is. Okay, so I do see it here for Mr. Samuel Garver. Date of birth is also correct. Okay. And now, Mr. Garver, are we still residing at the address of 601 Green Street, apartment C1 in Parkersburg, Pennsylvania?
Correct.
All right. Perfect. That's also correct in my system as well. Okay. And let's see here and here. Okay. All right. So that looks good. Part A and B are active. Okay. All right, Mr. Garver. And now, of course, I do have a disclaimer here for you. Now, before I can discuss the plans available to you, Medicare requires, I remind you, this call is recorded and may be shared with plan providers. You don't need to provide health-related information unless required for enrollment eligibility. This conversation won't affect your current or future coverage unless you choose to enroll in a plan today. Talking to me does not obligate you to enroll or automatically enroll you in a plan. With your permission, this verbal scope of appointment will allow me to discuss the Medicare plans in your area. Do I have your permission to proceed, Mr. Garver?
Yes.
All right, Mr. Garver. So let's see what we can do here for you. And now, of course, the first step that I do have here for you is to make sure that everything is all good. So now for your doctor visits, when you do see the doctors, do you see them one time a year or more times than that?
Once a year I go.
Once a year. Okay. All right. And what about your transportation? Do you still drive yourself to the doctor visits?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And what about your dental? Do you need any dental work done or just regular cleaning?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. And what about your vision? Do you wear any eyeglasses?
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right. So let's see what we can do here for you. And now, of course, the most important step here is going to be your primary care doctor. And now, what is the last name of your primary care?
All right. It's called Joseph. It's a female doctor in West Grove. And her name is, it's a clinic. And it's, my eyes ain't good. Joseph. Let's see. B-L-A-S-S-Y.
B-L-A-S-Y. Dr. Blassie.
Right.
Okay. So let's see here. And let's check here. Let's see. That's Dr. Blessing. That's Blassy, correct?
Right.
Okay. So let's see here and here. Okay. So let's check up in the area there. Let's see here. It's Dr. Blassy. To NP, that's in Pennsylvania. And what city do you see Dr. Blassy?
She's in West Grove, Pennsylvania.
West Grove. Perfect. PA. Let's see there. Okay, there it is. Dr. Blessy Joseph. I see it there. Okay. So Dr. Blessy. There you are. All right. And Dr. Blessy is the only doctor you're currently seeing at the moment?
Yes.
Okay. So let's get that there for you. Let's see here. And
now, understand, I do have a heart doctor, but I don't see him right now because I just had a major heart attack.
Okay. You had a major heart attack?
Yes, I did back in July.
Oh, man. Are you okay? Everything's all right?
Oh, yeah, everything. I'm back to normal.
All right, good, good, good. Because I know I had a couple friends that had heart attacks and was never the same after that. But I'm glad that you're good. I'm very happy about that.
No, I live by myself. I do my own cooking. I do my own cleaning.
Absolutely, absolutely. Right there, I'm telling you, you're a strong man right there. Especially if you're all good, you're a strong man to me.
I walk down. I didn't used to walk.
Got you. Okay. So let's get it. No problem. So let's see here and see what we could do. And that actually goes into the next step here for you, which is going to be your medications. Now, are you currently taking multiple prescription medications?
Yes. I don't have them. My daughter is a... takes care of the medicine.
She takes care of it. Okay. Got you. Okay. So let me see here. Okay. And now, right over here, I do see a list here for you. And now, of course, do I have your permission to go over this list with you, sir?
Yes.
All right. So from what I'm seeing here, we have the first one as amlodipine bezalite tablet, 10 milligrams once a day. Are we still taking the amlodipine?
Yes.
Okay. And the next one I see here is the Estembe tablet, 10 milligrams once a day. Are we still taking the Estembe?
Yes.
Okay. And then we have levothyroxine sodium tablet, 50 mcg once a day. Are we still taking the levothyroxine?
Yes.
Okay. And the next one I see here is metoprolol succinate tablet at 25 milligrams. Are we still taking the metoprolol?
Yes.
Okay. And the next one I see here is rosuvastatin calcium tablet at 40 milligrams. Are we still taking the rosuvastatin?
Yes.
Okay. The next one I see here is sertraline tablet, 100 milligrams once a day. Are we still taking the sertraline?
Yes.
Okay. The next one I see here is isosorbide dinitrate tablet, 30 milligrams. Are we taking that as well?
That's as needed.
As needed. Okay, so as needed. Okay. And then the last one I see here is allopurinol tablet, 100 milligrams twice a day. Are we still taking the allopurinol?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. So that looks like all the medications that I see here. Did I miss any medications for you?
Yes.
Okay. Right there. And what other medication did we miss?
Nothing.
Nothing. All right. Got you. Okay. And now, of course, when you do pick up your medications, do you pick them up at a Walmart, a Walgreens, a Giant, a CVS?
Walmart.
Walmart. Okay. So we'll get that there for you. So we'll save that up there for you as well. So let's see here and here. So let's make sure Dr. Blessy is in network. So let's see here. There he is, Dr. Blessy Joseph. Okay. Perfect. We want to make sure it makes sense. So let's see here and here. Okay. Right over there. Off right. And okay. Let's make sure it makes sense. Yeah. Okay, perfect. So there is a couple options for you here. So for Dr. Blessy, he is in network with Aetna right now, and it looks like there all eight medications are covered under the formulary at $0 for you there. And it does lower a little bit right there. So if you see Dr. Blessy, that'll still be at zero. And let's see here. And now for your vision services, it does offer you, let's see, $235 annual benefit allowance for your vision services there for non-Medicare covered prescription eyewear, and as well as $0 copay for your eyeglasses, $0 copay for eyeglasses frames as well for that. And then, of course, it does come with that $0 copay for diabetic eye exam with a $235 annual benefit allowance for your vision services right there. It looks like it does come with over-the-counter benefits as well. With that CVS over-the-counter wallet of $50 quarterly allowance there for you as well, so that you could spend on the over-the-counter items there. And it looks like here, Dr. Blessy is in network, so that'll be at zero, and all eight of the drugs are covered under the formulary there as well, right there. So let's make sure everything still looks good. And perfect. Okay. So yes. So right over there. So we do have that Aetna plan there for you there. That does have Dr. Blessy still in network, and all eight of the drugs are covered.
What about copays?
Let's check your copays here. So your copays here. So of course, for your primary care, that's going to be at $0 copay there for you. Specialist care would be at $40 copay for you there. And now let's see here. Make sure that makes sense. There it is. Okay. So your doctor office visits, your primary care is still going to be at $0 copay. Your doctor specialty visits are going to be at $40 copay there on that one. It does have home health care in network for $0 copay as well. Let's check here. And any cardiac pulmonary rehabilitation centers there in network are also at $0 copay as well for you. And any therapy rehabilitation services are at $35 copay as well. And let's see here. And you don't have a podiatry, so that doesn't really matter. Yep, and then your urgent care is lowered down to $40 copay.
That's kind of high, isn't
it? Right there. So let me see here. Let's compare that. Let's check here, because currently it looks
like... It was 25. It's 25 with United.
Got you. So let's see if we can lower that there, because I know I've seen some that go down to $10 to $5, especially in Pennsylvania. So let's see here. $35 as well, which is actually pretty low. Okay. So let's see here. And let's check here. Okay. So there is an end of plan that does match that right there, and that would be at $35 as well on top of that. So let's open that up there. And it's still at zeros premium. Let's see here. Okay. Got you. Okay. So from what I'm seeing here, when it comes to lower copays for the specialist, you do have yours at $35. Now let's see here, but that is a chronic plan. So let's see if we can lower that there, especially since you just saw the cardiologist. And are you still seeing the cardiologist?
Not since I had the heart attack, no.
Not since you had the heart attack. Okay. So not since you had the heart attack. Let's see here. And let's check your LIS. And you still have LIS. Okay. Let's see here. Right there. Okay. So you haven't seen the doctor since the heart attack.
Well, as a doctor, I say, I have kidney problems. I go to clinic.
Okay, so you have kidney problems too, so you have a nephrologist. Okay, and do you know the doctor that you see when you go to the kidneys?
No, it's a clinic. It's, there's one in Parksburg.
Parksburg. So it's a clinic in Parksburg. So let's see here. That's Parksburg, Pennsylvania. Let's check here for you. Parksburg, PA. at the clinic there. And do you remember the name of the clinic?
I'm trying to think. My memory ain't good.
That's okay. No worries. Yeah. Take your time.
I don't know.
I got
you. They're located on Lincoln Highway in Parksburg.
Lincoln Highway. Okay, so let's try it that way. Lincoln Highway. Lincoln Highway.
I'll put it this way. They're next to Burger King on Route 30.
On Route 30. Okay. Okay, I'm familiar with Route 30. Okay, so that I know. Okay, so let's see here. That's on Lincoln Highway. We'll open that up there. That looks like the Lancaster General House.
Yeah, that might be it.
Right there, off of 950 Octorara Trail, around there?
No.
Got you. Okay, so let's see here and here. Let's see, it could be Medical West, so let's open that up there. Try here. So let's see, off of Lincoln Highway, there it is. 4223 West Lincoln Highway, the Ingleside of Medical West.
Mm-hmm. No. Oh, shoot.
Let's see here. Yeah, the only one I see here that's on Lincoln.
Right now I'm on vacation. What they call vacation. They give me 3 weeks off.
Uh-huh. Got you. So you have 3 weeks off. Okay. And you're currently working still?
Beg your pardon?
Oh, yeah. So you're currently working?
No.
Okay. And what do you mean by vacation?
Well, I used to go Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Every week, every month. Okay. Since I took my urine in, they caught up that I don't need it temporary.
Okay. Got you. Okay. That makes sense. Okay.
In other words, they're testing me right now.
They're testing you. Okay. So you have ongoing right now.
All right, here's one now. I'm going to need blood work
mm-hmm.
at a side, like, a blood, wherever blood in this area is.
Okay, got you. You need that blood work there,
yeah,
too.
That's probably right.
So blood work usually, let me see here. So let's check for blood work. Because that's considered lab as well. So let's go for there for labs. So your lab services. Let's see here. So from what I'm seeing with Aetna, especially since you have that heart problem there, looks like for lab services, the network would be at $0 copay right there. And let's see here for diagnostics. Here, so diagnostic would be at a $15 copay there. And then you're not really doing x-rays there at all, so it'd be between your diagnostic procedures and your lab services. So they do have your lab services at $0 copay with Aetna. And currently, with what you have here, let's open that up here. Let's go for lab services. You need cardiovascular. Where did you go? There you go. Okay, so there from there. So your lab services are still at $0 copay. Okay. Diagnostic and tests are at $50 copay. Okay.
What?
Let's see here. So let's actually open that. And let's see from your United plan here. So currently, from your United plan, your lab services are at $0 copay. And then any diagnostic procedures or tests are at a $50 copay currently for you. But if we check here.
There's no way I pay $50.
Exactly. It's mainly that lab services there. So it's definitely the lab services are at zero for you. And there, and now any diagnostic procedures. So let's see here. With Aetna, they have diagnostic procedure at $15 there for diagnosis, procedures and tests right there. So let's see here when that comes to blood work. Let's see here and here. That's diagnostic procedures. Okay, so that'll be your diagnostic there. So that's blood work. Okay, so currently on your United plan, they do have the lab services. That's a $0 copay, but they do have all the other services, diagnostic tests, right there at $50 copay there. There is an Aetna plan here that does have the lab services at $0 in network, and as long as it's in network, the most you could pay for diagnostic procedures would be at $15.
$15 for what?
For all other diagnostic procedures and tests. So if there's any diagnostics that you're going through or any tests that are being done, so including blood work.
No, I go there. Mm-hmm. When I go there for 4 hours at a time.
4 hours, okay.
They change my blood. That's what they do.
Okay, so you get blood transfusion.
Right.
Ah, okay. So that's different. Okay. So you're doing blood transfusions. Okay. And you do the blood transfusion how many times a year?
Right now, I'm doing them every 3 months. Every month right now. Ever since I've been in a hospital, since July, they've been doing them.
Okay. Doing blood transfusions. Okay. So with that being said, right there, since you do have that ongoing for you right here, it looks like you've been with United for quite a while. Absolutely, yeah. So from just seeing that there, yeah, right there, that would mess up your blood transfusion there 110%. So that's definitely something that we do not want to do at all, especially since you're getting your blood transfusion every month. So dang that. Then the best possible would definitely still be that United Healthcare that you still have right there. It still helps you out with your heart. That's a chronic condition there. And since you're getting those blood transfusions, the best thing I can say is definitely that United Healthcare is helping you out quite a lot. Right there for you, Mr. Garver. So I could definitely say, yeah, everything looks good. You're in great hands. Did you hear that, Mr. Garver?
Yeah.
Okay, yes, perfect. So yeah, you're in great hands there. No changes need to be made for you. And now, of course, do you have any questions for me? Anything I can help you answer?
Who the company is?
Right over there. That's United Healthcare.
Big Martin?
United Healthcare.
That's what I'm on.
Yes, right there, yes. So right there, looking at that, especially since you had that heart attack in July last year, and seeing how you still are on that plan, it's a chronic plan, that does help you out quite a lot, especially since you're going through the transfusion every month right here. So you're good to go. Everything is all set for you.
Okay.
Awesome. All right. Perfect. Okay. And now, of course, thank you for your time right here. You're all set with me here. You have a great day, okay?
What about my food? What's the gimmick on this food?
Gotcha. So those are offered through the Medicare Advantage plans. And now from what I'm seeing here, you currently are receiving a U card of $40 per month for the healthy foods and food. Is that correct?
No. This plan is supposed to give a $3,000 card.
Gotcha.
That's what they advertise in their phone.
Gotcha. So $3,000 goes by the plan year. So that $3,000 would be at, let's see here, at $250 per month there. So from what I'm seeing here, especially in the area, let's open up here and here and here. Let's go for United instead. Let's see here. Okay. Gotcha. Okay. So from what I'm seeing there, at least for what I see here, right now with that plan that you have right there, that chronic plan is helping you out quite a lot. So your yearly would be at $480 yearly for you right there, which of course right there, since you are on a chronic plan that's helping out with that blood transfusion there, that's the most that you can get right at the moment.
There's not over count of food.
Right there. So you can use it for food, of course. So it's used for food, healthy foods, meats, vegetables, all those. You can use that U card as well.
Okay. How much is this for the card?
Yes, right there. So they have you at $40 monthly for you.
I thought they said by taking this. First of all.